وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
A part of this wisdom of changing fortunes is the purification of those who have faith from their sins, separating them from the hypocrites, and destroying and removing those who reject the truth.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Did you think, O believers, that you would enter paradise before such trials and tests that prove which of you really struggle for the sake of Allah and are patient with the trials they are given?
وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
O believers, you wished to meet the disbelievers so that you could gain martyrdom for the sake of Allah, like your brothers did on the day of Badr, before you saw the severity and ways of death. Now on the day of Uhud, you have seen what you wished for with your own eyes. On the day of Uhud, when a rumor about the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him, spread among the people, Allah revealed the following verse, scolding those who sat back in despair because of it.
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
Muhammad is only a messenger like the messengers of Allah who came before him, who died or were killed. If he were to die or be killed, would you turn back from your faith and stop fighting? Whoever among you turns back from his faith will not harm Allah in any way. He is the strong, the victorious. Such a person only harms himself by exposing himself to loss in this world and the afterlife. Allah will reward those who are thankful to him by making them firm in their faith and in struggling for his sake.
وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَسَنَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ.
No person can die except by the divine decree of Allah, when the time Allah has written for them has come to an end, and their set time of death has arrived. Their life will not be made longer or shorter. Whoever desires worldly gain through what they do, Allah will give them of it, according to what He has decreed for them, and they will have no share in the afterlife. Yet whoever desires the reward of Allah in the afterlife through what they do, Allah will give them its reward, and He will give a great reward to those who are thankful to their Lord.
وَكَأَيِّن مِّن نَّبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا والله يحب الصابرين.
Many of Allah's prophets fought with many groups of their followers. They were not cowardly about fighting because of death and wounds that they received for Allah's sake. And they did not weaken in fighting the enemy or surrender to them, but they were patient and firm. Allah loves those who are patient with hardship and misfortune for His sake.
وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.
When they were given these trials, these patient people asked Allah to forgive them for their disobedience and for overstepping the limits in what they did, to make their feet firm when they meet their enemy, and to help them against those who disbelieved in Him.
فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
So, Allah gave them the reward of this life by giving them victory and strength, and gave them the most excellent reward of the afterlife, where they will receive His favor and live in bliss eternally in paradise. Allah loves those who always try to do their best in their worship and transactions. Beneficial points. Giving people trials is a divine custom, which distinguishes those who truly and patiently struggle for the sake of Allah from those who do not. Striving for the sake of Allah and calling to His path should not be dependent on a particular person, no matter how important they may be. The length of life that people will have is fixed by Allah. It will not be made longer by mere hope or acting cowardly, nor made shorter by being courageous in battle. The goals and intentions of people differ. Some desire the reward of Allah, and some desire this world. Everyone will be rewarded according to their intentions and actions.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, if you obey the disbelieving Jews, Christians, and idolaters in the misguidance they instruct you in, then you will return after your faith back to the disbelief you were upon, and you will become losers in this world and the afterlife.
بَلِ اللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ.
These disbelievers will not help you if you obey them. Rather, Allah is your helper against your enemies. So, obey Him, for He, may He be glorified, is the best of helpers. And you will not need anyone apart from Him.
سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ وَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
Allah will put great fear in the hearts of the disbelievers, so that they are not able to stand firm to fight you. This is because of worshipping false Allahs next to Allah, and following their own desires, when no proof has been sent down to them to do so. Their resting place in the afterlife will be the fire of hell. What a miserable resting place the fire of hell is for the wrongdoers.
وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُم بِإِذْنِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين.
Allah kept the promise He gave you of victory over your enemies on the day of Uhud, when you were engaging them in battle. By Allah's permission, until you became weaker in your resolve to do as the Messenger had commanded you, and you disagreed about whether to stay at your posts or leave them in order to obtain the gains of war. You disobeyed the Messenger's command to stay at your positions no matter what may happen. This occurred after Allah showed you the victory over your enemies that you wanted so much. Among you are those who desire the goods of this world, and it was those who left their positions. And among you are those who desire the reward of the afterlife, and it was those who stayed at their positions, obeying the Messenger's command. Then Allah turned you away from them, and gave them power over you so as to test you, and to make clear who were the believers, who were patient with trials, and who were those who abandoned their positions and became weak. Allah has indeed forgiven you for what you committed when you went against the Messenger's command. And Allah's grace for the believers is great, guiding them to faith, forgiving their disobedience, and rewarding them for the difficulties they go through.
إِذْ تُصْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍّ لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون.
Remember, O believers, when you ran away on the day of Uhud, when failure came upon you because you went against the command of the Messenger. None of you looked at anyone else, and the Messenger called you from behind, between you and the idolaters, saying, "Come to me, servants of Allah, come to me, servants of Allah." Allah repaid you for this with pain and distress, followed by pain and distress. First, because of the victory and gains of war you lost, and then with the rumor that the Prophet had been killed that spread among you. Later you came to know that the Prophet had not been killed, so that you would not grieve about the victory and gains of war that you lost, or the deaths and wounds that you received, as a way of making misfortune and pain easier on you. Allah is aware of everything you do and of everything in your hearts. Beneficial points. The believers are warned against obeying the disbelievers and being guided by their desires. This leads to loss in this world and in the afterlife. One of the ways Allah gives victory to the believers is by instilling fear into the hearts of the enemies of Allah. One of the biggest causes of defeat in battle is attachment to this world and a desire for the gains of war. Another reason for defeat in battle is going against the commander of the army and not obeying his orders. Allah cares for the believers in every circumstance, even in the trials and tests He gives to them.